Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Poor folks ever here? Has it been on time for you? Just when you were at the point of the breakdown, he steps in right on time. We could say he's an old time word. So good to see you. I'm going crazy in the heat right now. Y'all got to forgive this. This is Black History Month. I normally preach Black History the whole month. We didn't take that direction last Sunday. I believe we talked about God can supply. Start at the 20th, we're going to end up some kind of way by the 29th, but I'm going to cut across the field. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fire of his furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king commanded, well, the commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and bid spake and said unto the chancellors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son
of God.
But let's go a little further here. Just bear with me here. That 28th verse. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yield their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own God. Watch the 29th. Therefore, I make a decree. Now the king is about to sign some paperwork. He says, now I'm going to make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be what? May be done here, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Let's talk a little bit here this morning. We're gonna make it. Everybody don't know what you're going through. But whatever you're going through, you're gonna make it. I'm gonna try this. Black America. Slave trade. The Holocaust was great, but slavery was greater. As I said, young mother in the Congo finds herself on the ship crossing the Atlantic in pregnancy. have the baby on the ship and smothers the child so the child would not become a slave. Slavery. The young mother make it to Virginia, sold on the auction block. 3 days after having a baby, she has to be back in the field working. And as I look at slavery, I don't know how I could have made it. Because slavery just didn't stop. In Virginia, it went from slavery to Jim Crow. Today, there are laws that have stricken Black America. The state of Louisiana has the highest incarceration rate per capita of people than any place in the world. But God, 1963, put his hands on a young man. By the name of Martin Luther King. And there was a great march on and in Washington, D.C. And we're gonna try next sermon. These are his words. I'm happy to join with you today that will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. 50 years ago, the great American whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree is a great beacon of light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who have been snared in the flames and withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to the end of a long night of their captivity, but 100 years later, the Negro still not free. 100 years later, the Negro is still battling, crippled by the malices of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the concerns of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. So we've come here today to dramatize this shameful condition. In a sense, we've come.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor.